Live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning as I'm joined here in studio by 4-H Youth Development's Katie Townsend. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Very glad to have you back here in studio with us. Normally on a Wednesday with K-State Research and Extension offices, today it is on a different occasion as we've got a few 4-H fairs coming up, and in particular, the one here in Montgomery County. So is it officially this weekend or coming up here soon?
Yes, it is officially this weekend. It kicks off today. At the Civic Center in Independence with our style review, followed by our 4-H dance, and that's kind of our kickoff to fair. We would invite any community members or 4-H supporters to come down and watch the kids model the clothes that they made and purchased at the style review, and then we'll do our 4-H dance to kind of kick fair off, and then from there it's starts the busy week of livestock shows and arts and crafts judging and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So with that, obviously, we've got livestock. We've got different things like that a little bit later in the week. But for kiddos that are, you know, involved and maybe trying to get some time sorted out, what would be a good time if they haven't already brought the livestock to the location, or when do they do that?
Yeah, so our 4-H kids are going to start showing up on Thursday. Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at Riverside Park is going to be our rabbit show. And if you're wanting to see the livestock in the barns, a good time to do that would be Friday afternoon, Saturday, or Sunday. That's when all the animals are going to be in the barn, as well as starting Friday at noon, all of the inside exhibits will also be in the barn, so you can walk through and see all the rockets and the vegetables and woodworking projects that the kids bring in to display.
Yeah, it's pretty vast. It really is. If you have not gone to one, again, you know, for me, I was kind of the fish out of water with it. I was kind of the one that had never really gone to it. But if you haven't, again, it's vast on the amount of projects, different, like you had mentioned, textiles and clothing, things like that. I mean, it's very, very inspiring to see that much creation and then for them to put that much work into it and for it to come out. So let's kind of keep going on with the week here. So you had mentioned some things here today to kind of kick off the week, but anything tomorrow? And then I guess we'll just go on down the week from there. But what's happening tomorrow?
No, tomorrow is set up. So we're going to put all of our kids to work and have them set up the pins and things. Like I said, Thursday will be our rabbit show in the evening. On Friday morning, all the kids will be setting their stuff up and getting their inside exhibits judged, so like foods judging and photography judging. But there, Friday afternoon at 1 will be our poultry show. We have a pretty good group of kids that show poultry if you guys are interested in watching them show their chickens and their ducks. Friday evening is kind of a cool thing. At 6 p.m. at the fair, we will have a food auction. So all of the decorated cakes and pies and cookies that the kids made for judging that morning, they will then auction off. And the kids get to keep a portion of that money, and the other portion stays with the fair to pay for the judges and the ribbons and just general operations. But a good chunk of that money gets to stay with the kids. So that's kind of fun to come out and get yourself some cookies or some pie or some delicious stuff that the kids made earlier that morning. And then after you get your treat, stay for our swine show at 7:30 p.m.
Well, and I'm sure it's an incredibly gratifying experience for them as well. Not only do they get a little bit of cash out of it, because it's an introduction into the real world, you know, maybe it's something that they really want to do, may open a bakery or something like that. There's going to be one day where people are handing you a lot of cash for that, for those pies that you make. So what a gratifying kind of projects and things like that. Kind of explain, I had it explained to me last year as well, but for folks that might be wandering around and see those ribbons, the differentiator and the difference between, you know, the different colors, things like that, and also what are the kids, what's that one big, the grand prize ribbon, is that what it is?
Yes,
what is that? What
grand
are they
champion.
Looking to get for it? Grand champion, that's right.
Yeah, so as you walk through our barns, there will be a bigger purple rosette. You'll definitely know it'll say grand champion on it. That is for the overall grant out of all of the exhibits in that division. So for example, in horticulture, you have your large vegetables like a pumpkin or a watermelon, your medium vegetables, your tomatoes, things like that, and then your small ones, cherry tomatoes, little peppers. And so they'll go through and they'll judge those classes individually, but then they'll come back in and they'll award an overall grand champion. So that's that big purple rosette that you see. The next one that you'll see is a bright pink rosette. That's for reserve grand champion. That's for second place overall. And from there, you'll see general purple ribbons. That means that that exhibit was outstanding based on all its standards. And I think it's really important to point out that we don't judge exhibits kid against kid or project against project. Our judges are familiar with a set of standards of what should be there, what the project should look like, and then they judge them based on that. So we don't pit kids against each other or projects against each other. The next ribbon is a blue ribbon. It means that the kids exceeded the minimum standard, but the judge can see some minor flaws where improvements can be made. And then you'll also see red ribbons. And that just means that the project is right there at the minimum standards, but it has visible signs that it needs improvement. And then you don't see very many whites at our fair, and that just means that it failed to meet the standards. So that's kind of the rundown. You'll see purple, blue, red, and white. Just because a kid got a red ribbon, we try really hard to encourage them that that's not discouraging, that they take something home with them, that they listen to the judge, and that they better that and come back next year.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I took away that so largely last year when we always do our live broadcast remotes from them, and I got to do Montgomery County's last year. I don't think I'm doing it this year, unfortunately. But one thing I took away, there was this young guy, young little guy, obviously. He was showing a goat or something like that, and it got away from him and ran away, and it affected his score, and he was obviously very upset, but I remember what he said, and it was very, kind of inspiring. He said, "Don't worry, I'll be back next year." I mean, just had tears coming down his face, was obviously just upset. He knew he could have done better, but I'm sure he'll be up there this year doing the same thing. So that's probably really what they should be, is more of an encouragement factor. It's like, hey, you could do this next year, or maybe even challenge yourself and do it again now, and find that gratification. So
yes, definitely.
I've always picked out good things from 4-H. I was never involved in it as a child, but have always seen such good things in the year and a half that I've really been exposed to it. It hasn't been very long, but I've liked what I have seen in the short time. So, well, what else we got going on throughout the week as well?
Well, after the swine show on Friday night, then we're showing dairy on Saturday morning. We have a good dairy goat show and a dairy cattle show. Good participation in those. You won't find those at many other county fairs in Southeast Kansas. So we would encourage you to come out at 8 a.m. and watch our dairy goat show, followed by our dairy cattle show at 9 a.m. And then Saturday night is our sheep show, followed by our meat goat show. That starts at 7 p.m. And each night of our county fair, so we're on Saturday night right now, the 4-H concession stand will be having meals. So the first night, it's swine show, so we're doing pulled pork.
Fitting.
Yep. And then on Saturday night, we're going to do smoked chicken. And then on Sunday night, we're going to do chicken tenders. So come out for those meal deals. It's some meat, two sides, a dinner roll, and a drink for $6. So come visit us. We'd love to get you a meal so that you can watch one of our shows.
Absolutely. Very accommodating. Well, and it sounds like good meals, too.
Yeah.
I can tell you what. That does. Pulled pork on Swine Day. That's very fitting.
And then we're into Sunday already, and fair's starting to wind down. We do some celebrations. Sunday at 9 a.m., we do a inspirational service at the show ring. And then we do our sweepstakes contest for the kids, where they participate in livestock judging, skeleton judging, and crops judging, which is another learning opportunity for our kids to come in and try to learn some skills or learn new things by participating in those contests. It's strictly for fun. Also at 3 p.m., We do a kitty tractor pull sponsored by Montgomery County Farm Bureau. So if you want to come out and pedal the tractors against the other kids and see if you can win a prize. Then we will do our bucket calf show that evening at 7, followed by the beef show. So the beef shows are on Sunday evening. And then we start to dismiss animals in preparation for the livestock premium sale on Monday night.
Very nice. Very nice. And that sale is what time Monday night?
That sale starts at 7 p.m. We would encourage any community members or 4-H supporters, anybody in the community to come out and at least watch, learn what's going on. So like the bake sale on Friday night, with the livestock sale, we really just want to reward those kids for their hard work. Even when you're baking cookies, I know I have a 4-H mom that's been sending me pictures and they've been trying to make bread all week and it's fallen, like deflated, several times now. So they're, you know, probably $100 into their project because they've made several trips to the grocery store for supplies. So that's what's nice about that food auction on Friday night. Is kind of give those kids some of that money back for all their hard work. Same thing with the livestock premium sale on Friday or on Monday night, excuse me, at 7 p.m. It's just a way to give those kids back a little bit of money for all their hard work because raising livestock is not cheap. Feeding them is not cheap. And it's not like these kids are just getting up and walking that steer or that goat through that ring and ta-da, like I'm done. They're up. Every morning they wash them. It's like my hair and your hair. They have to train that hair to lay a certain way. They can't just get up and blow dry it the morning of the show and have its hair lay right. Those kids are up working with those animals in this heat that we've had this past week. They're out spraying down those hogs, making sure they're cool and that they're not overheating. It's a lot more than just feeding it once a day and showing up to fair with those livestock. And the great thing about our premium sale is that we have awesome fair board members that if you will talk to us, we'll put you in contact with them. And they work with local businesses. If you only have $100 to donate, great. Go talk to one of our fair board members. They'll take that money. They'll pool it with somebody else that only has $150 to give. And they'll buy a baked good or give a livestock premium on in your name partnered with somebody else. So there's lots of opportunities to support these kids that are our future community members.
Absolutely. Well, and you made a good point. They put a lot of time into it, and as well a lot of times parents' resources, money, things like that, but as well a lot of time, effort, and again, like you had like I had said it just a moment ago, the gratification, I'm sure, because you know, as we've seen around this part of the country, the cattle industry can be a very, you know, implemented career, for certainly something that you could do for a long, long time. So very gratifying, I'm sure, for some of those kids to come out with a good little lump sum of cash, certainly. So does that sale kind of wrap up the week in general there on Monday night?
It does, yeah. From there, everybody goes home. The fair is over with for the year, and we go back and we start putting things away and planning for next year.
That's right. Well, we got, I know, you know, just a couple of minutes here, but we've got, you know, a few things coming up in the next few months as well. Obviously, this next week or so is going to be very, very busy for 4-H in general. But other than that, then you guys go onto your records and then into re-enroll. And I know it's only July right now, but certainly something to keep in mind.
Yeah, October 1 starts our new 4-H year, and we would invite anybody to contact the Extension office after fair. We'll be down at the fairgrounds all this week. But reach out, see what you need to do to get enrolled, and you can join us next year for fair and camp and all the exciting things that we do.
Absolutely. Well, what would be a good place to get just some general information? You guys have a website, good place to go for, you know, basically all questions to be answered.
Yeah, definitely. So our website is Wildcat Extension District. You can find us online. You can also find us on Facebook at Wildcat Extension District. And through that page, you'll be able to find our 4-H page, which is Wildcat Extension District 4-H. I encourage you to do all of those things to see all the pictures of what we're doing, because I think pictures really would help you understand a lot more than me talking to you through the radio. So definitely go find us on Facebook. Check out those pictures of all the cool things we're doing. Call down to the extension office. I'm based out of Independence. That cell phone number is 620-331-2690. And I'd love to talk to you more about it.
Again, with 4-H Youth Development, that's Katie Townsend speaking to us here on this Tuesday morning. Katie, thanks so much. And I'm not sure. I don't think. Will it be you tomorrow with K-State?
No,
will it be
not me. Okay, I'm all right. Doing fair stuff.
That's right. You're going to be busy. Katie, thanks so much. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.